Kippur Tovshin Ayin Vov. The voice I, it's a tremendous, tremendous zach. Erev Yom Kippur. If a person would understand, and would not know what this Yom Kippur is all about, but say a person, you know, he's sitting there on Ne'ilah, whenever it is, that he was, you know, he's thinking about the orange juice, potato chips, no, potato chips are salty. He's thinking about the watermelon. And we understand that every second, there's a machloikas if you can be mayach in the ilah. The machloikas if you can be mayach in the ilah. Let's hope this arrange these things. Yeah. So if we mayach in the ilah, if it's considered, but the Meister Mishabru and Kach Noabi Yeshivas to go after, they said the slichas to be mayach. Some people in the mirror, the altar mirror, they used to go maybe to weigh it late, very late at night, because the Yisoid was, they understood that every second of Yom Kippur, boy, say, such a powerful day. Just I wanted to be a layup, just to give a little bit of understanding, boy, say, the Bnei Yisoscha cells, a tremendous, unbelievable zach, boy, say. It's a yoim where it's such a white elephant sale. If a person took out the time and understood how powerful this day is, he would put all his kirchas into it, and he would spend the time just thinking about what he could accomplish. Rabbi said, that's what we have to do. The Meister Meforshim bring down the Din Achilas Erev Yom Kippur, according to B'shul Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah says the Yisoid is at Sudas Mitzvah, Sudas Yontif, celebrating the Yontif. Some hold, I tell the Fizel Choshen Shach tonight already. But it's a yontif. It's not all. Some hold it. There's three reasons. One is to prepare yourself for the fast. Taka Kodesh Baruch Hu, you to be ready to be able to fast. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the Yisoid is better. Yom Kippur is a yontif, and to celebrate the yontif, we have a suud to serve yontif. But what's this yontif all about? What are we talking about? Every second is so precious. The Bnei Yisoscha says an unbelievable zach. I just saw it in my head. The Bnei Yisoscha says that what's the pshat? We go around barefoot. You're not supposed to have shoes, any shoes, on Yom Kippur. The Maaseh Pesach can bring down that the minyan of not having shoes is very. Today it's a little bit not taken seriously. People take things that are very comfortable. They find eitzes, this thing, that thing. The Maaseh it's a word of inui. But the Bnei Yisrael says something so powerful. He says like this: Be'etzem, the reason why. It says in the halacha that if a person has money, he should do anything that he can to buy shoes. So it says in halacha, what's the meaning of shoes? So if we say pasha, person, you know, a medical, a person's feet get cold, it can affect the whole body. But in the Mishnah Berurah brings this thing, you know, of buying shoes. What's the meaning of shoes? So the meaning of the Yisrael says mazba, that the meaning of shoes is that etzem when Adam Harishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. So Hashem said, Arura ha'adoma ba'avura. The earth should be cursed because of Adam's chet. From that curse, after that curse came in, there was in of clothing. But Bifrat, he says, there was in of shoes. Because when a person is in the skaber to the earth, the pshat is his flesh is touching the earth. So the pshat is that flesh is touching the earth because it's a rura adama. But Adam, you're being mischaber with the klala, that could be pshat by Yom Moshe Rabbeinu. They take off your shoes. Because this land over here is taka admas kodesh, but then every other land is not admas kodesh. He can take off your shoes. But this is admas kodesh. Mashiach came everywhere else. Aruro Adam. Zokta b'nei Yisrael. That's all year round. When the Halakha Yoyim HaKippurim Rabbi Yisai, the world goes into a shinui. The world goes from a matzav of klala to a matzav of bracha. Take off your shoes. We appear in its in of inui. But for this is so much big different. Yoyim HaKippurim is a Yoyim. Azoy v'avoyda, that's why the avoyda is Yoyim. That's why the avoyda Beis HaMikdash also. The mokom of Beis HaMikdash is a mokom of Kedusha Atzuma. You take off your shoes there because it's neschabet to Kedusha. And just like in mokoyim, just like in Mokoyim is a place which is not shared to Klala, that's Mokoyim based in Malish. In Zman is also a place. In Zman is also a place. That place in Zman is Yom HaKippurim. It's a Yom which is not shared to Klala. It's not shared to anything. A person can miscab on the unbelievable level of Kedusha. But it's much more deeper than that. And again, if a person understood what Yom Kippur is, if he understood the halakha out of Yom Kippur every second. They once saw the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Belzer. He was walking into the Beis HaMedrash on Yom Kippur and was breathing very deeply. And they thought, Chas V'Shalom, he's fasting, maybe he's not feeling well, maybe he has a heart condition, but something's going on. He's breathing very deeply and taking very deep breaths. They said, well, Rebbe, what's wrong? Maybe we should call a doctor. It's Yom Kippur. Maybe she made shiurim, this, that. He says, man, I'm trying to take in more of the air from Yom HaKippurim, from Yom HaKippurim. Breathing that air, Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi said, that air which has a koach mitayer, umah mikvi mitayer, that tmei, Rabbi said, it's a yom of tayra. A person walks out of Yom Kippur, besides the simcha of the orange juice, Rabbi said, it's a yom that a person is in a different world, Rabbi said. It's in a different world. You've tasted a world on Yom Kippur. We dress up my malachim. It's not only in theory. It's a better. We go into a different universe. It's a different world. If you what the Sabbatai Shalom is saying, that the whole world changes. The whole world is Mitzrayim on Yom Kippur. That we know that the sun has no koach to mekadre. It's a Gemara in Yom Kippur. Yom Adav Chav. The Gemara says over there that 365 four days hasotim begematria is 364. 364 days he has a koach to mekadre. But one day a year has no koyach to mekadre, but that you have an unbelievable koyach to get. So I want to be mazbel if he's an unbelievable pshat. I just came up with it. B'schus tzibur, maybe a mahalach. We know the Rambam, Hoshchuva, the famous Rambam. The Rambam is based on the Gemara. That just like the shoykel, the avoinis, when a person's nifta before he's dead, so to the shoykel, every single person, schuyas and avoinis, yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. The three svarim, like the Gemara says in Lashonot Hazayin, Sifren Shal Tzadikim, Nichtam V'Nechtam, Sifren Shal Rishoyim, Nichtam V'Nechtam, to Chas V'Shol. And Sifren Shal Beinim, Tluyim V'Oindim. The Gemara says, if you Zocha, so then Nichtam, on Yom Kippur, you Nichtav. It's a different reason why it's nichtav, but in Yom Kippur you nichtav l'chaim. Loi zoch, so zoch could mean pashas, everybody learns, just do no more mitzvahs. So, but the Rambam says tshuva. The Rambam says tshuva. The Rambam says, v'abeim toilin loy ad yom kippurim im osa tshuva nechtav l'chaim v'vlam nechtav l'misa. If you did tshuva, you nechtav l'chaim. If you didn't do tshuva, you nechtav l'misa. And all the mefarshim asked the kasha, why? Why does Rambam say dafka tshuva? The Kesef Mishnah already asked Akasha, Mata Klap Echesed, Hashem should be Mata Klap Echesed. The Achronim ask, let him do just one mitzvah, that's it. Tip the scale, do a few more mitzvahs. So there's the answer, B'shem of Yitzel Petterberger, who happens to be related, I'm related to him now, so maybe my two son-in-laws, Taka, Moshe Shatzkes was a stepson to Rabbi Yitzel Petterberger, from Mitzelot. Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser. Anyway, so Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Gavalt, but I want to be mazbet." So all the years I did not, I wanted to be mazbet the Am because of the terrorists, and it's such a powerful yisoy for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the pshat is that since Yom Kippur is this man of tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dirshu Hashem B'motzu Kruv B'yosei Karoiv. So this is how the Velt said, I didn't see the Bitzel inside, and it could be this, but maybe we're going to, I don't know, we Mazmer Bitzel or say it another Mahalach, but I feel there's another tremendous change over here. The way it said over B'Shem Reb Itzel is that since Lamaise it's a Zman of Tshuva, and you all the time, the Sarah Shemaim to do Tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking you to do Tshuva. The fact that you don't do Tshuva during this Tkufa, it's a terrible, terrible oven. It's an oven that is so horrendous that it goes connected kama mitzvahs. Because the Rambam says earlier that the way we make the cheshbon of avoinus and mitzvahs is not totally in kamus. It's not only numbers. 7,000 mitzvahs to 6,000, 2,000. Oh, one mitzvah could go against kama aveiros, and one aveiros could go kama mitzvahs. Is the meila zokt Reb Itzela? Sakrabitzila, if a person doesn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, so that aveir of not doing tshuva is so powerful that even if you do common mitzvahs connected, you won't be able to go connected. But I want to be mazbe, maybe another knech in a bit, so I want to say gevaldig yisoid. And this is the yisoid of what Yom Kippur is all about. And this is the yisoid why it's so terrible, Rabbi Sam. But the Ravina Yoina writes that it's the terrible thing of a person that's ma'achar in tshuva. Why is it so bad a person waits to do tshuva? He can do it, take his time. So the Ravina Yoina says you won't find it by tzaddikim, you won't find it by big people, ichra tshuva. And he gives a marshal that there's a delet chatura, that many people are in jail. And the mice that they dug under the jail, and they dug a hole with an escape route outside. And all the guys in the jail quickly went through the escape route, they got out, they ran away. And there's one guy there, and the jailkeeper comes over and says, "What's wrong with you? Adela's chatura the front of the..." "What are you doing over here?" And what Amkus Israel boy said, if a person understands that how hate is so terrible, how hate is so disgusting for his body, how hate is such a poison for his goof, so he wants to get rid of it as soon as possible. Sometimes it's so difficult, it's very hard. He's got attached, and he got a thing, but deep inside he knows how bad it is. So he's going to find some way to get rid of it. It's hard. He might have to go to rehab. He might have to go somewhere to take care of it. But if it really bothers him, what he did wrong to somebody, he takes care of it eventually. And especially when he has the opportunity in front of him. Rebitzla means, or maybe there's another thing, if it's not what Rebitzla is saying, is that the pshat is if a person doesn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, when it's so easy, when it's so accessible, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sticking out His hand, Aton Noisein Yad LaPoishim, you stick out your hand to the Poishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish sticks it out and says, "Yeah, now, till now you had to make some, I'm sticking out your hand." And the Slonimah Rebbe says an unbelievable Chiddush, even Vaita. The Slonimah Rebbe says that it gives a mashal, and Aton Noisein Yad HaChasidish HaPshan, Aton Noisein Yad LaPoishim, he says, you have a guy that's in, he's in the sea, and he's drowning, and he's falling under, but his body, half a body is still above. You throw the life thing, get it on his body, pull him out. He goes further down, he's sinking, at least his head's above the water, throw it over his head, pull him out by his head. But let's say he falls all the way underneath, so he still can stick up his hands, but if he's very deep underneath, he can't stick up his hand, he can't grab him out by anything. That not only if you mamash fell into the water, Hashem puts you on your hands. At the noisy yad the poishim, you give the hand to the poishim. So the slalom, not only he gives you another hand to put on. What do you have to do? You have to have a little energy. But the question even gives you the hand. You got to have a little wanting to want. The fact that a person does that means that he doesn't give a darn about the chet. So the mele, everything, he could do mitzvahs now, but all their favors, everything, it doubles now, because it means that you want the chet vayitah, because you have the opportunity to go out. So all the chaton that you did, that were weighing down the scale till now, become a double sin, besides the chet, you have a double, the double level. Because all those chaton, you have the opportunity now, it's des chaturah, you're not doing anything about it, you have the opportunity, Hashem says, take it, go out, take the hand and go out. He doesn't even take the hand. And this is, Rabbi Zai, such a powerful word, especially the tshuva on Yom Kippur is so easy, Rabbi Zai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking like a loving father for some pulse, some movement. The chudo, what we always speak of, Pischli Pesach, the chudo shel machat, open up a little hope like a chudo shel machat. That's Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael. The smallest little hole you make, the smallest little machshava, we saw it's not the smallest little maisa toy, Rabbi Yisrael. That thing has unbelievable power. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready to pull you out. But if you stay in your merit, if you say, so you know what, I know what Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, I know his hands there, but you slap the hand, Rabbi Yisrael. Ain't merry gadon, and shows that every single affair that you did, you're happy with. You want to stay in that matzav. You want to stay in that matzav, Rabbi Yisrael. Now you have the opportunity to go out, and you want to stay in the matzav. It's a simon that you're happy with the affair, and that affair goes back on your scale, and it becomes double, Rabbi Yisrael. You got double. So you say you have another six. How many mitzvahs are you going to be able to do? Can I get that? And this is such an unbelievable word, Rabbi Yisai, because we have to realize, Rabbi Yisai, every little thing that we do on Yom Kippur, every small little thing, the sweat that we sweat. I saw B'Shem, what's it called? Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, he said he used to have a minig in certain mekayimahs, they used to go to do a tefillah after Matzah Yom Kippur. And he said no reason for the minig. He says, first of all, because the zeya that you sweat on Yom Kippur is metar you just as much as in it. The zeya of Yom Kippur, the sweat of Yom Kippur is in your heart, and you're sweating, that metar you and God. So you don't have to. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mikveh Yisrael, and he's metar you. You went through the mikveh. The whole Yom Kippur is a ma'aseh. It's one big mikveh, Rabbi Yisrael. You're hanging out in the mikveh. That's what whole Yom Kippur is all about, Rabbi Yisrael. And mainly, you don't need, he doesn't understand the mark for the minig, because on Yom Kippur, you get mitar through the sweat and through everything, Rabbi Yisai. Every sweat, every small little thing, Rabbi Yisai. And the pshat is, Rabbi Yisai, because it's a yoim, when you mamish, you're with the melech itself. Rabbi Chaim Pelagi was once, he was speaking about the greatness of Yom Kippur. What's so awesome about Yom Kippur? And he said it's just a tremendous vort. How we should want Yom Kippur to come, he says. Can you imagine having a guy that's like, he's in terrible chayvis. And Lemaisa, his situation in life is so terrible. He has no chance to get out of his matzav. The only chance is if the king himself pardons him, and the king himself takes care of his matzav. But how is he going to get to the king? And then he hears certainly his announcement that the king is coming to his city for the day. He's coming for the day. He's spending a couple of hours there. So he gets all dressed up in his fine clothes, and he's waiting for the king, and the king's delayed, he doesn't come, and this and that. So the guy near him says, what are you doing over here? He's waiting and waiting and waiting. He says, well, I'm waiting for the king. So he says, okay, Beseda, but the king's not showing up. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? He says, you don't understand. My whole life is dependent upon this. I have the opportunity now to get rid of all my problems. All my Schwerkeiten. All the things I have problems with, that's what I have now. My king could be pardoning me and take care of all my problems. So I'm going to wait around as much as possible. I'm going to keep it going as much as possible because I have a chance, I have that opportunity to meet up with the king. And that is what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is a day. And therefore, no matter how long it takes, how long it's going, every second of Yom Kippur that you're involved in Yom Kippur, you have the opportunity to speak directly to the king. Mama, speak directly to him. The Meshech Chochma, I saw this week's parasha, says unbelievable chiddush. He says normally you don't get kapon rechil Hashem. The Gemara says that's not mechaper till Yom Hamisa. It's not mechaper till Yom Misa. Even Yom Kippur could pass it. It's a little bit, but it doesn't take it till Yom Misa. The Meshech Chochma mechaper, I don't know where he gets it from. He says, however, since Yom Kippur is a day when you speak directly to the Bnei Yisrael, especially by Ne'ili, he's talking about, but the Chasima. You could talk, the Kodesh Baruch gives the Chaz, he signs in the check, and you go directly to him. B'shas Ne'ili, he's talking about, a person can get kapon, even for Chilul Hashem. Everybody, Echad Shoyeg V'Echad Meiz, Chilul Hashem is the worst of them. Everybody, he says, Yom Kippur has that Ko'echad. So what fool, Rabbi said? What a person is fool. You know, he's thinking, oh, it's such a hard day, it's such a meta, and such a thing. If a person prepares in the right psychology for it, he thinks about where he's going to, Rabbi said. It's an unbelievable day, Rabbi said. The koyach of Yom Kippur to mechaper. But it's more than that. The Beis Halevi says that not only the Hashem mechaper for the avoinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is metar. That means he's mechadesh a new heart. Because besides when a person does an aveira, besides the fact that he does the actual maisa aveira, there's a siva, there's a goyrin, there's a certain, there's midos, there's shorishim, there's roots to every aveira. And those roots, even if a person does tshuva, and every person does tries to get better, at the end of the day, he could be, he'll stop doing certain for a while, but he goes back to it, because he has the shorishim a problem. The Beis Halevi's mechadish, that on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu mechadesh a new lave in a person. It's unbelievable. That a person can go on Yom Kippur and it could be a matzah where not only their beiros are knocked off, but you go through that experience, you go through that, and you become out as a new person. Not only zakai b'din, but you can become out a new person. But if you don't plug into it, if you don't get ready for it, if you don't think about what you're doing, if you don't get psyched up for it, if you don't get into the day, Rabbi Yisai, in the right way, Rabbi Yisai, you'll lose out. You go through the day. Rabbi held the day. But all we pass with tshuva. If you don't do any tshuva, if you don't plug in, you don't tune in, you don't put the into the outlet, and you don't plug yourself into the day, Rabbi Isaac, it's not going to do too much for you. You got to plug yourself in and get ready, Rabbi Isaac, to think of the areas where I need improvement, to think of the areas where you need to hire, to think of the areas where you need to improve, where you want to improve, to think of the areas where you want to come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Isaac. And Yom Kippur has the Koyach, Rabbi Isaac. It's clearly you're taken into a different world, if he was saying. You're not in this world, it's a different world. We're the world of Malachim, we're in the world of Kedusha Tzuma, Rabbi Isaac. It's a Yom that's Kodesh Menoy, Rabbi Isaac. And those of us that use it out well, Rabbi Isaac, you'll see the experience, Rabbi Isaac. People say, Leichecho b'simcha, there's a tremendous simcha that we have on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Isaac. It's not only the fact, and deep down a person knows the simcha, but the simcha is from because of what makes a person depressed, because he has these midos rois, and he has these aveiros that are covering up the real person. And Yom Kippur has done to wipe everything, like you went through that beautiful, the male and simcha comes pouring out, Rabbi Isaac. The simcha Yom Kippur is the simcha of tahira, a simcha of change, a simcha of... But this is what the opportunity of Yom Kippur is all about, Rabbi Isaac. And we have to plug into it, because if we don't plug into it, we're going to miss the boat, Rabbi Isaac. We're going to miss this opportunity to be with the Yivrei Yishlam. Shuvo Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alekecha. Ad Hashem Alekecha. You reach the heights of Ad Hashem Alekecha. You can... no one has that opportunity, but there's no day that you have that opportunity. It says that we blow the shofar one of the hardest times. Everybody, you know, a lot of people it's a big simcha time because you know the rugelach are coming in soon. But you blow the shofar, everybody. We say before the Hashem who elakim, Hashem who elakim. What's the Hashem who elakim seven times? The Mishnah Berurah says we're scoring a Kodesh Baruch Hu up. It's the simon that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is leaving. He's going up to seven rakim. We score up each rakim, Hashem who elakim, and that's it, everybody. Avada, the Shumia, the Sukkahs, it's all Gishmak, or everything. But the opportunity once a year, where the sun's not Makatrek, where there's no Hefsekim, where there's no Chatzitzes, maybe that's also the Pshawe, there's no Chatzitzes. We have an unbelievable Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opportunity, just now, if you had for 1 hour, for 1 minute, to speak to the most powerful thing in the world, for 1 minute, you have that opportunity on Yom Kippur to get in there and be with the very Olam, be Yechidish Jew in Him for however time you're in there, Rabbi Shafur, however time you're making yourself. But even for 1 second, Rabbi Shafur, for 1 second to get one Hiru Tshuva in, B'Sol Salata says, even one Hiru Tshuva on Yom Kippur, what an unbelievable HaKoyechus it has. And every single day we say on the Tefillah Zaka, That if a person gets the person, you know, his feet start to hurt. So the feet start to hurt because I'm wearing the not with good shoes. So that's mechapa all the aveiros I did this year, and all the tefillahs that I made with my mouth. The tefillahs that we give, which kavan should take up all the tefillahs. You know the power of your tefillah, and the power and the things that I did with this aver and that aver because I'm standing with these inyanim. So because of that, it's mechapa for the entire year. Just from that tefillah, I see the power. Every single aveir that I did with my feet, because my feet hurt. Every single thing with my mouth is all parched. It's all like, I'm so thirsty. How many aveirs we did in Machos Asuris? How many aveirs we did with our mouth, Lashon Hara? Boom! Because your mouth is parched in Yom Kippur. You're saying the words up there, and your mouth is so parched. You're thirsty. You can't live. At that moment, all your aveirs, every single one, wiped out. Wiped out, Rabbi Isaac. Just from that, you see the power. Okay, so you imagine a real tefillah, an answer to tefillah, an answer to connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Isaac. It's a day for an unbelievable siyata d'shmaya, Rabbi Isaac. If you want to say it in the most tifa oifen, unbelievable yom from siyata d'shmaya. So we have to prepare, Rabbi Isaac. You have to get yourself in the mood. You have to come to Yom Kippur with thinking of something, Rabbi Isaac. Something. That's going to be better, Rabbi Isaac. Somehow I'm going to be better. Some way I'm going to be better. Some Kabbalah that is going to be different, Rabbi Isaac. Because if I go into Yom Kippur, they used to say the worst thing in the Vardic. They used to say the worst thing. I doesn't want to end, Rabbi Isaac, because we got to get out of here. Because they're going to. But they used to say the worst thing in the Vardic, the worst possible thing, is that a person left Yom Kippur and he remained the same person. That's the worst possible Gzardin. In the Vardic used to say, the worst possible Gzardin. I think the Magen Midovno or used to say, or used to say Gavaldik Mashal. And the Mashal goes like this. The Mashal is, you have a guy who was taken prisoner, he was taken to a jail because he was found. The king put him in jail for a year, and he has to get the harshest punishment because he did the most terrible thing. And he has to be put in jail. So he's in jail, and he barely eats anything. They give him very little to eat. He sleeps on the ground. But the worst of the whole jail sentence is that he can't change his clothes for an entire year. There's lice. And there's, who knows what's growing in those begadim. They stink, terrible stench coming from him. No one wants to get in his dal amis. He smells so bad. Even the guard wears a gas mask when he comes to deliver the food. He smells so bad. He has no shower, no thing. And flies and lice and all different things on his begadim. After a year, his sentence was supposed to be for a few years. The king finally says, you know what? I'm going to give him a pardon. I'm going to go out. The guard comes to the gate, holding his nose. He has a clothespin on his nose. He says, listen, we're giving, the king came over. He's ready to pardon you. But you should know, he's ready to pardon you. You should know, we don't want you on this here. We don't want you around. We're not going to let you shower over here. Just get, take here this, these fresh clothes. There's a towel in here, some soap. There's a river a little mile down, 10 minutes away. Go there, clean yourself off, and you're free to go. And the guy's so happy. But more than being happy that he got free, he's happy he could finally take a shower, get off these clothes. Disgusting, soiled, smelly, licey clothes. Get them off. So he puts the clothes on the side. He puts it with the neck and puts it far away from his new clothes, all the way on the side. And he jumps into that stream, and he's soaping himself 6-7 times. He goes, Nachamol, get it off, scraping away. Look like a Schwarzer now. He's trying to get, trying to get some Indian skin over there. And he's rubbing off all the lice, and he's washing, he's having such a good time. Meanwhile, a Russian villager comes by, sees some nifl clothes. He takes the, the guy's, dunks under again. He quickly rolls them over, and he takes the clothes with everything in them. The guy comes out, and he has no clothes, and he's looking around. He's just looking, nowhere to be found. All he can do is go put on those, there's no choice to put on those lice clothes, or the clothes with the smell and the stench. So in the Varek, they used to say the worst thing to come out of Yom Kippur is you go back to those clothes. That's what we have to realize about Yom Kippur. We have to go in to Yom Kippur. And we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atam Lusin Yad, he's sticking out his hand. He's there for us. He's begging us, do tshuva. What are you, foolish? If you have no amun in me, you don't believe in me, you don't have any shout. But if you have the smallest amun, a person's holding at a matzav. We once gave an unbelievable mashal. We once said over Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, I heard this mashal. He said about, I don't know if we have so much time for it, but it's a quick mashal, that a person is, there's a little boy who's sent away from his home. He's sent away from his home. His parents can't deal with it. The parents see an odd ad in the paper that there's a family far distance away who's ready to take in a kid. And they said, listen, we have trouble with this kid. We're going to take him into our home. So the father calls up. They make the arrangement. He sends him off. The maisa, this kid, comes to the new house. All of a sudden, they throw him into a room. And they don't give him any food. He can't call. He wants to call his father. No, nothing. He's in this strange house far away from his home. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, this man who's in charge of the house takes him, come with me, kid. He rips him. He takes him. He says, you're going to come with me. He takes him into town. And they go into a jewelry store. And he, since he's a little kid, he can get in through the hall. And he grabs and says, take that jewelry. And he says, well, you better do what I say. I'll beat the living daylights out of him. And the kid's so scared, he follows whatever he says. And he takes the jewelry. And this goes on every night. He throws him in the room, gives him a little food. And he takes him out every night. And he warns him, don't say anything, don't do anything. One night, as they're stealing from a jewelry store, so he trips on a wire, and the thing goes off, and comes along the police. The police take him. And the man is warning him, you better not say a word. He's like standing from afar. He sees him, and they take him off to the jail. He comes to the court. He comes to the jail. They put him in jail. They have a court case scheduled. He comes to the court, and they want to, you know, sentence him. So there's a whole court case, and in the crowd is seeing this man with the eyes warning him the whole time, with the finger, and the kid is scared. He says, "Yeah, I did everything. It's all me. It's all me." And they said, "Okay, we're gonna have to take you out for your sentence. We're gonna hang you at the guillotine." And he's walking out to the sentence, and he wants to say something, and the guy is warning him. Again, they put him out on the stool, and they put the rope around his neck, and he's still warning him. And he screams out, "Gewalt! Now I'm listening to you. It's a matter of death, life and death." So too, Rabbi Yisai. You are in the Shoma. And he Hashem, as we spoke, we are in the Shoma, Rabbi Yisai. We're in the Shoma. But who's bullying us around? The Guf. The Guf is bullying us around this way. He takes us here, takes us there. And he warns us, and he's harsh with us. But now we're holding Rabbi Yisai. Kluyim v'oimdim. The Beinonim, who rave, people are Beinonim. It's Kluyim v'oimdim. Says the Alter from the Vatic. Kluyim v'oimdim is they put the rope around your neck. But you're still standing on the chair. All they have to do is kick away the stool. Now the time is, now you're not afraid of the bullying of the Guf, Rabbi Yisai. Now you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai, I want to come back to you. I want to be who I really can be. I want to go through this Yom Kippur and use every second of the Yom Kippur out. I have this opportunity now, I'm not going to waste it, Rabbi Yisai. That every second of Yom Kippur, the person has to sleep, whatever it is, but the time that he's in the shul, put all his koichas, Rabbi Yisai, and not to think about the fast as much as possible, but to realize the opportunity, Rabbi Yisai. It's a day when that's it, we take off the shoes, the avirahs, they just purified all the air. The air is kodesh. It's a mikveh Yisrael. You have opportunity, mamish, to retire everything, to take off those clothes, and not to put them back on again, Rabbi Yisai. We should be zeicha be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. On this Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai, to take off in a certain way, and like we said, a small kabbalah, that's what matters, something small that we know we can do, to take on for this year, and to talk to the Rebbe Olam, to give us that Siyat Dishmai on this day when the sun can't mekatrik against us, and to use out the day, Rabbi Yisai, to change the clothes in the smallest way, Rabbi Yisai, and be'ez Hashem, and to never put them on again. And be Ezem to keep that kabbalah, whatever kabbalah we make, and that's chos atshuva shleimer, Rabbi Yisai. And we should be zeicha be'ez Hashem, a mikveh metaris, a tmeim, a kodesh baruch hu metaris, zeicha that unbelievable taira. Not only the aveir itself, but the shoyrish, a kodesh baruch hu metaris, the shoyrish. We'll start be'ez Hashem, he's brought to really come back to him. And we zeicha be'ez Hashem, to gemar chasim etoiva, we zeicha this year, Rabbi Yisai, to move forward, Rabbi Yisai. Person fights so hard against the Yetzer and he falls. He has one day a year where he can unshackle himself. There's the time of El for Shal, is the whole time. And then you have the Aser Shemei Tshuva, Tzidur Hashem, Hashem is here, ready to give the Siyat Hashemah to take off the chains. The guy's running the relay race. He has a 10,000 pound bag attached to his leg. I can't win this race. It's terrible. I'm trying every year. He's running. He always finishes last. He can't figure it out. He has a 10,000 pound bag attached to his leg. All year round, he tries to get it off. He can't. Okay, now I'll try to race again. And he goes, race again. He falls. He trips. He can't win the race. El is the time when Hashem gives the scissors, gives the axe for those to chop off that $10,000 pound bag that's attached to your leg. All the things that's holding you back from getting close to him. But I say, El. And Rosh Hashanah, and Aser Shemei Tshuva, but Bifrat Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai, that's the last of Aser Shemei Tshuva, when he gives you that chance to finally cut it away, and not have shayas with it again, Rabbi Yisai. Shvi Zoicha, to the Taira, to the Kapora, and to the Gevaldike Kirva of Yom HaKippur, Rabbi Yisai, and B'Zoicha Be'ezah, to walk away that Simcha, that we unshackled ourselves, not to go back to it in a certain way, to feed the Madreig, Rabbi Yisai, and B'Zoicha, to the Gevaldike Kapora Satshuva of Yom Kippur. And Mr. Hashem, we do the proper tshuva, and Klai Yisrael is ain't going to be tshuva. We say, Chabez Hashem, this year, to Yeshoifah Shamashiach, Sikeinu, Meir of Yemen, Amen.